ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Now, Drive Time is here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in on a snowy Tuesday morning, 21 degrees in downtown Hancock. We are done with the 40s and upper 30s. We are back into winter weather and winter sports, too. Basketball really kicking up now with their schedule. Still haven't lined up the GLIAC schedule or portion of their schedule yet. Still doing a lot of the non-conference stuff. And that is why we have a couple of three, actually, games this weekend for Michigan Tech basketball as Wes Fromm joins us here in our studio on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, Wes.
Morning, Dirk. Yeah, it seems like every Tuesday morning we get a big snowfall Monday night for Tuesday morning.
Remember last year?
Yeah.
Almost all the school snow days were Tuesdays.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is about Tuesday. It seemed like our church softball season was always canceled on Tuesdays as well. Rain or cold or whatever it was. But we're here and ready to go for another week. And unfortunately, our fall season's abruptly ended on Saturday with the football team's devastating loss against Angelo State. And we had a good crowd out there to take it in. And what was a fantastic game. Just didn't end the way we wanted it to. And Huskies' season ends at 9-2. Just a great season for the Michigan Tech football team. And second only playoff appearance, the fourth time in school history they won 9 games, and they were just 1 point away from winning 10 games, being the first team to do that. So congrats to Coach Curley and his squad on a fine season.
Well, Wes, you've been around Michigan Tech for a long time now, and I've been around it here my whole life. I don't remember seeing certainly not a football loss that was so deserving of potentially winning the game. I mean, it just, you're right, from a fan's point of view, it was one of the great games of all time, really.
Obviously the flip side of that would have been if we were Angelo and making the big comeback and getting the job done and moving on to the next round. But at the same time, lots of points put on the board, lots of big plays in that game, lots of weird plays, you know, fumble returns for touchdowns and blocked. We had a blocked punt, you know. It just, you know, all the different things that went into that game, and for it to come down to a missed extra point was tough to handle. And you know, I think
and their only lead of the game
too. They led for the last 3 minutes and 31 seconds of the game, and we had the 21 point lead in the first half. And but I'll say the best thing I can say about our football team is they handled it extremely graciously. And Coach Curley nailed it on the head. We lose as a team just like we win as a team, and this is not on Garrett. And Garrett Mead, our kicker, he's the one that got us to that position. We don't win that first game, we don't get in the playoffs. We don't win the Northern game, we don't get in the playoffs. So he hit both of those in the last play of the game, and he went 2 for 3. And I think if you'd ask Coach for the year, 2 for 3 on game winning kicks, he'd take that absolutely. So, unfortunately, it just happened to be the one, and you just feel terrible for the kid. But, great careers for our 19 seniors, and looking forward to seeing what happens next year. Obviously going to be a very, very different Michigan Tech football team, but we look forward to seeing what this team can do.
Well, going back to the game itself, there were so many points in that game, even after it was 21-0, that you thought, man, we've got it. I mean, it's done. Yeah. The big hit on Washington, he throws the interception towards the end. I mean, that was the play right there, not just because of the interception and what time it was, but the way he got up. I don't know if you watched him.
No, I did not.
You probably had too much going on. I mean, he looked like a battered.
He looked like he was beaten.
Yeah, he looked like that was it. He didn't have anything left in him.
The previous play of the previous series is when Charlie picked up the fumble at his own 30, at the
Combined with that play.
And took it in. He almost fell on that ball. Instead, he decides to pick it up and try to run with it. And good decision, because he ends up in the end zone with the ball. And then the next series, maybe 2-3 plays later, we hit Washington. He throws the interception, and he's like, okay, finally, we're up 14. We've got the ball. This is it, And credit them. I mean, they
never gave up.
And there's a reason they're in the playoffs. I mean, that offense is good. And Washington is 6'5". He's 220 and pretty good accuracy as well. The old Tebow fake run throw play got us twice for big scores, an 88 yarder and a 50 yarder. And unfortunately, the 50 yarder was the game winner.
Yeah, I mean, he did throw some unbelievable passes.
Yeah,
I mean, really, the quick strikes And like you said, the fake draw. I mean, that's just a fake quarterback draw. I've never seen it done so well in person.
Yeah,
I've seen it on TV and stuff, but that was done really well. So
unfortunately, not a very great weekend for Huskies fans outside of basketball. But you know, the hockey team, the number one ranking, and a couple of very good games against Minnesota State just didn't come out on the right side. So 3 1-point losses for Michigan Tech football and hockey. And the good news is the basketball teams did their job. They both got big wins. Of course, the women's beating the number 10 ranked team in the country, and we'll talk to Coach Cameron here in a little bit. And the men's team going on the road at Duluth and getting a 2-point win, and Ben Stelzer, the player of the week, as is Daniel Blake on the women's side. Stelzer with 28 points in that game. So, yeah, what a weekend, and a little bit lighter weekend, but still both basketball and hockey going on. And we can't forget to mention, too, that Sean Pingali qualified for the U.S. National, or for the NCAA National Championships in cross country. Very, very awesome result for him. And you know, there's been only a handful of Tech athletes that have done that in school history. So congrats to Sean, and that'll be coming up here in, I think, a weekend after this on December 6th.
Very good. We'll take a break. Be back with more. It's Huskies Drive Time exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Look-